Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, most of us have seen how sports can have a positive impact on a community. And one great example is the basketball team at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School in the Bronx. And here to tell us its story is its coach, Mark Skelton, who's written a book called Pounding the Rock, Basketball Dreams in Real Life in a Bronx High School. It will come out in March. And Mark is with me here this morning. Mark, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Brian.
So, Mark, you took over this basketball program in 2007, and it was not in the best of shape. And this is a school that's located in one of the poorest parts of the country.
Correct. Yeah, so I took over in 2006, 2007. I had been teaching at the school since 2003. So I had in my mind a vision of what things could be. And so we've had enormous success over the last 13 seasons.
And so what was it like when you took over the program? I know the previous season, the team had gone winless.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a few things just needed to be adjusted. It wasn't, it was an 0-18 season, of course. But I think just with a little practice and a little polishing, I thought the team could and the program could take off. So I thought we were in a good position.
But it's a tough position as well because the school is located in one of the, if not the poorest congressional districts in the country. What kind of challenges did that provide for you?
So I think at first, I played basketball in New Hampshire, and where, you come to practice and you can go to practice for 2 hours and you can go home and you don't have to worry about certain things. And at where I teach and work, students are, and they encounter lots of different things that I didn't encounter in New Hampshire. We can put it that way.
And how were you able to kind of go from that New Hampshire upbringing to understanding and helping these players and other students who live in that kind of environment?
So the common language was basketball, and the common idea was that we could maybe do something special. And so what happened was over time, we were able to just inculcate this idea that, if I come to school, I can play basketball. And so grades actually became the linchpin, because I think at first everyone thought they could just play. And as the standards kind of got higher, as well, you can't play if you don't have 100% attendance, and you can't play if you don't get to school early. So in the early years, we'd open up school an hour before so they could come in, and we'd have early morning practices, and that would take care of the attendance issues. And most of my players actually haven't played on a team before. They don't play in the middle school or in outside leagues. So it was actually a benefit in my fact, because they didn't actually have bad habits. They hadn't, so to speak, drunken from the poison chalice of me. So everybody is actually on board for playing team basketball, and then we're able to build the team from there.
And build a team you did. You've had a lot of success.
Yes, we have. So we won 3 city championships, and we won 1 state championship.
And a city championship in New York is no small feat, that's for sure.
Yeah, just to give people an idea that, in our division or our classification, there's over 100 schools in New York City. So we'll be starting those playoffs soon.
That's outstanding. It's an exciting time of year, that's for sure. We're visiting with Mark Skelton. He is the author of a book called Pounding the Rock, Basketball Dreams in Real Life in a Bronx High School. He's the head basketball coach at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School in the Bronx. Now, Mark, talk a little bit about how the success on the court has translated to the students and the school off the court.
So there was a New York Times piece about the team in 2015, and from there, I was contacted to actually write more about the team. And so, and just let you know and the listeners know that Howling the Rock, the title comes from Jacob Riis's Stonecutter's Credo. And the Stonecutter's Credo is something that we kind of, you know, have embodied and really appreciate. It goes something like this. Like, when nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at that 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not that blow that did it, but all that had gone before. And so for us, you know, taking over a program that was, you know, 0-18, or, you know, if you're a player and you've had, you know, two or three games where you just seems like you can't score, we know that over time, if you keep at it, usually good things will happen. And this is kind of true for us, so it's kind of become our motto.
And is that true for the entire, I don't know about the entire student body, but the school and building off the success of the basketball program?
Well, I think so. You know, this is my 13th year coaching, and we have 100% graduation rate with my team. And that comes from, you know, our school opened in 1993 because a school in the neighborhood was graduating less than 30% of their students. So the Department of Ed closed that school and opened up smaller schools in the neighborhood. And that's where kind of Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School was born. And so now, you know, we've improved our graduation rate. And, you know, and the boys have just, you know, really just taken to this idea that they understand that they're responsible for not just playing basketball here and graduating, but also obviously going to college and doing well in life.
And, of course, we all know that peer pressure is so important, especially with young people, when their classmates and friends see them putting in the effort to be good basketball players, but also especially to be good students. I'm sure that rubs off on them.
No, it absolutely does. It does seem to be quite contagious.
Mark Skelton is the author. The book is Pounding the Rock, Basketball Dreams in Real Life in a Bronx High School. He's the head basketball coach at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School in the Bronx. And so you're ready for the playoffs now, huh?
It's going to start about 14 days. We're waiting for the brackets to come out. So it's right around the corner.
Exciting time of year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And your book comes out in March. We will look for it on the shelves. Coach, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and good luck in the postseason.
An enormous pleasure, Brian. Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, we check the latest news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.